Okay, sorry. Fine. So we were talking about how it's important to invest, I want to say spend, invest money in mitzvahs, invest money in doing what you're supposed to be doing with it. Don't save it for others. And then he gives a little strong mussar about how, the children, as much as you're saving for them, you're not clear on their agenda. You don't really know what they're going to spend it on. And ultimately, they have their own mazel, and they're going to get what they're going to get. And ultimately, that's what's going to happen. So he goes on and he says like this, Oy vavoy. That's what he writes. Al shekulam choishvim laniach labanim. Everyone thinks that they're going to save up their money and leave it over to their children. Ve'in yisrael mibanim u'mibanais, whether it's sons or daughters, akber terasim u'masim toivim, avim mizonaisim k'tzuvim lahem. But everyone has their money, and everyone has them. Hashem provides for people their parnasa, and it works. And that's it, just works. And there's no reason for a person to bedaiga that way, and they should rather spend it on what they need to spend it on, their mitzvahs, etc. That's what he says, very strong mussar. Okay. It seems like the Chafetz Chaim said the same thing. But this is a strong one. So now let's go on to the next thing. Gam ken yadua. And he says, now I want to motivate you a little bit. Because don't you know? Don't you know? In ke Gam ken yadua, agra denashi ba'kriyei. We also know the schar of women when it comes to teaching their children. The Gemara in Sota asks, that the only thing which could save a Saita woman from the punishment of the Saita water is the S'chus of Torah. So, if everyone, how does she have the S'chus of Torah? So, maybe she learned. Says the Gemara, no, but if she learned, it's not such strong Torah because it's Torah of an Einu Mitzvah Va'isa, and it's not the Torah of a Mitzvah Va'isa, right? So, the Torah of a Mitzvah Va'isa is definitely much stronger. So, says the Gemara, no, but they have a S'chus of a Mitzvah Va'isa because they help their spouses learn. And they take their children to cheder. That means that by them supporting, encouraging, and ensuring the learning of their husbands or sons, they are actually getting the schus of the Torah of their husbands and sons, and they're getting the schus of Torah of mitzvah v'oseh dika Torah, not ena mitzvah v'oseh dika Torah. So, so he says, so gam ken yadua agra denashi ba'akriyei b'nayu. And you know that the main schar that you get is a kriyei b'nayu. V'amru Chazal, ein lecha isha ksheira b'nashim. And Chazal say that the primary schus of a woman is el she'oseh ratzon b'ayla, is when a woman follows and supports the ratzon of her husband, that's called an isha ksheira. Isha ksheira is oseh ratzon b'ayla. Okay? So she puts aside her ratzon for the ratzon of her husband. That's the main ratzon she has. I was just there's a whole shiur now given about Shalom Bayis, and the person said of a story that there was a young chassan who was learning in Kollel and he wanted to learn, and I don't know, that wasn't the case. Sorry, it's a good story. A boy was on a shidduch. And he tells the girl, look, on the first date, I have three conditions. One is that I'm makbid on this, I'm makbid on A, I'm makbid on B, I'm makbid that we salt all the meat in the house, we don't buy outside meat, this, that, and the other. So they thought it was kind of odd. So the father of the girl went to go ask Rav Shach if this shidduch is an appropriate shidduch. So the Shach said to the father, you should drop the shidduch. But not because, these are not good chumras, and not because it's going to be hard for her to do these chumras or anything like that. It's because your daughter deserves a guy who has seichel. This guy is a moron. This guy's a shoyta. Why is he a shoyta? He's a shoyta because why does he have to say it? If he is normal and he shows some respect to his wife, the teva of a woman that she wants to do what the husband's going to do anyway. So why is he going ahead and talking about this now? Obviously, he doesn't know the first thing about marriage. He doesn't know the Aleph Beis. He's a moron and the Shaita, and you shouldn't go through with the Shira. That was the story. It says that the Ishak Shira is also in Bible. And the Gra adds, the Cholshkein, Shani, Kosev Loch, Dibre Lekim Chaim. I'm not just telling you my rotzen out of my belly. I'm not just telling you what my rotzen is, so you should do my rotzen because I'm your husband. My rotzen, when I'm writing to you, is mamash the words of God. Therefore, I'm positive that you will do what I say, or what I'm writing, or what I'm suggesting, or what I'm being tzacher. Afal pikein, but I want once again, basi lazhircha, lazhar kfula, and I want to reiterate, shlo tishni davar mikol shekasavti. You should definitely do everything as I say in the letter. The tikri is agares asos b'chol shavua, and you should reread the letter every week. Rat b'shabbos, koydim ha'achila, and specifically on Shabbos, before the Suda, so that you're prepared for this. If you read this before the Suda Shabbos, you'll be able to run a proper Suda Shabbos. Coming into Suda Shabbos, you'll be in an elevated state. You'll be inspired from the letter, and you won't say Dvarim B'Teilim Chas V'Shalom by the Suda. That's what he says. Now, I'm going to add on a Gavalda Kavort in this week's parasha that relates to this, that they bring down. There's a footnote here. B'Shem Nechassim Sofer. That it says that in the pasuk, Vatan Lohem Miriam, Shiru Lashem Ki Goy Ga, Sus Veroich Vayram Avayam. So they sang to Hashem. And she said, look how great it is. Sus Veroich Vayram Avayam. So there's three basic questions. One is that it should say Vatan Lahem Lahen Miriam, not Vatan Lahem Miriam. Second of all, why did she stop after the first pasuk of Shus V'Rach V'Ram Avayom? Third of all, what's Vatan Lahem? It should say she sang to them. Vatan sounds like it's an answer to a question. So he brings down here the ladies Betzim had a question that the Simcha Neshira. Yes, we're free, but don't we know that the tachlis of the Shira is the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the tachlis of everything was to learn Torah. So the women had a question. They asked Miriam a question. What's our simcha? We don't have a mitzvah of learning Torah. So what's our question? So Miriam answers them and says, our simcha is, we also have a tachlis in the Limudat Torah. We're there just as much for the husbands to support them, to make sure that they actually learn, that they're able to learn. And that's our portion. So Vatan Lohem Miriam. Vatan Miriam answered, Lohem. It's for the men. That's our simcha. Our simcha is for them. But here's the knech. Sus v'roich v'yirom avayom. Let's take a lesson from Kriyas Yamsuf. At Kriyas Yamsuf, you could have said only the Mitzrayim themselves should have gotten punished. Not the sus. Not the sus. What did the sus do wrong? The rider takes the horse, and the rider rides the horse. What did the sus do wrong? And the answer is, I'll tell you what the sus did wrong. What the sus did wrong is very simple. Without the sus, the reichva could have never gotten there. And therefore, the sus is as responsible as the reichva, and it got punished equally. So Miriam says to them, that the husband may be learning, but we know the husband can't get there without the wife. And therefore, just like in the punishment, it's sus v'roich vayim, so too in the schar, we are enabling the husbands, we are making it happen. We are the ones that are getting this to happen. And therefore, we get equal schar to them. And that was why she told them the answer, sus v'roich vayram avayim. By the way, some people say that's why it says betupim, instruments. Instruments make the music so that the singer's voice is enhanced. So she had instruments, meaning to say, we're like the instruments. We are what makes everything enhanced and beautified. So that's the lesson that the Gra is telling her. And again, it's interesting. He says, you should read this every Shabbos, etc. And then he finishes this part and he says, I want to ask you again, guess what he's going to say? You should mechanech the children. The ikur, what's the ikur? B'dvarim rachim, soft words, b'dvarim musar, misyashiv alokni. You got to understand it. They have to hear it. They have to know that you mean their best interest. And definitely, you have to teach them if we're going to be zeichet to go to Eretz Yisrael. Kisham tzarch leilech ma'oid b'darki Hashem. Amazing, girl. He says we have to prepare our children to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't get away with these shenanigans. You got to be serious. You got to be turdic. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't get away with stuff like this. And the Mela, we have to prepare our children for that possibility. Going to Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous source. It also comes with a tremendous responsibility. And that's ultimately the what they want. All right. So very good. All right, we'll stop here. Shukar, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see.